Pakistan Stock Exchange, PSX, rebounded strongly in the shortened two-day trading week following Eid al-Fitr holidays, with the benchmark KSE 100 index hitting a historic intraday high of 120,797 points before closing at 118,791, up 984 points, or 0.8% week-on-week. Wow. The rally was fueled by the Prime Minister's announcement of substantial electricity tariff cuts, RS7.4/unit for residential consumers, and RS7.59/unit for industries, boosting investor confidence. The bullish activity came despite lingering concerns over a 29% U.S. tariff on Pakistani exports. On the macro front, optimism grew following a sharp decline in inflation, with March Consumer Price Index, CPI, easing to 0.7% year-on-year, the lowest in nearly six decades, and a narrowing trade deficit to $2.1 billion. The state bank's reserves showed resilience, rising $70 million to $10.7 billion. Foreign investors remained net buyers, injecting $7.38 million, mainly into banks, while local insurance firms and mutual funds booked profit. Average daily trading volumes jumped 54% to 488 million shares, with traded value rose 30% to $113.6 million. On a day-on-day basis, following Eid holidays, the PSX began April on a cautious note amid concerns over the 29% U.S. tariff on Pakistani exports. The KSE 100 index initially dipped to the intraday low of 117,508, but rebounded sharply after the Prime Minister's anticipated power tariff reduction, sparking value buying. The index closed up 1,131 points at 118,938 on Thursday. On Friday, the benchmark index briefly touched the 120,000 mark in intraday trading, before settling at 118,792, down 146 points. Arif Habib Limited, AHL, in its weekly report, wrote that the two-day trading week following Eid holidays commenced on a positive note, with the KSE 100 index reaching an all-time intraday high of 120,797 points on Friday. The upward momentum was fueled by the Prime Minister's announcement of significant power tariff reductions of RS7.4/unit for domestic consumers and RS7.59/unit for industries. This positive development was overshadowed, to some extent, by concerns over the imposition of a 29% tariff on Pakistani exports by the U.S., it said. On the economic front, inflationary pressures continued to ease, with CPI for March 2025 dropping to 0.7%, the lowest in nearly six decades. Meanwhile, Pakistan's trade deficit showed signs of improvement, narrowing to $2.1 billion in March from $2.3 billion in the same month of last year, further supporting market sentiment. Sector-wise, positive contribution to the KSE 100 index came from banks, 1,791 points, cement, 86 points, fertilizer, 49 points, tobacco, 30 points, and real estate investment trust, 19 points. Meanwhile, the sectors that contributed negatively were exploration and production, 410 points, power, 103 points, oil marketing companies, 88 points, leather and tanneries, 81 points, and cable and electrical goods, 45 points, AHL said.